Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like to complain too much. You know, I might be opinionated about things, but I really don't like to complain. You know, I get during COVID, things are a little stressful and things have to be changed, and I get that. But I think there is one sort of behavior that is going on that's really ridiculous, and it's causing people to get mad, people to turn on each other, and I don't even think it accomplishes anything. So, we went to Ventura this weekend so I could see a friend of mine from medical school, and so we could get some R&R, and it was the Crown Plaza Hotel on the Ventura boardwalk. It was nice because I wanted like a beachfront property. Most of the hotels in SoCal were $600 a night, things like that. So this was a lot cheaper, and the beach was empty. So it was great. So I'm like, hey, but it's a tower. And so for me to pack my bathing suit, and I like to pack my own pillows, and I like to pack my blanket, and my hair straightener, and a couple outfits just in case, and then my shoes, and my boots just in case it was cold, and then it was cold, so my jacket, I had a big suitcase. Then I also wanted to take my computer, and my laptop, and then some food, because it was still Passover, so I couldn't officially eat out, so I had some Passover food. So basically, I'm bringing all this stuff up to the room. I like taking stairs. I'll usually take stairs, but I can't take stairs with suitcases, especially when I make my husband carry my suitcase. The rollers were broken, whatever. And then he had a little carry-out. So we go to get into the hotel. We go to the elevator because we're on the 8th floor, and one elevator is down. Well, so no big deal. There's only maybe about 6, 7, 8 people ahead of us. All right, so we'll just all get into the next elevator. Or maybe we'll split up, and 5 will go into one, 5 will go into another. No. Apparently, there's elevator rules. Now, I live in Vegas. I haven't been to any hotels in Vegas, but I think it's the same thing, where you could only have one family per elevator, or no more than, I guess, 2-3 people at a time, because you're trying to separate 6 feet, which is very difficult in an elevator when an elevator is only maybe 4 or 5 feet long anyway. So I see people going one at a time into an elevator. Now, I have to pee because we drove 5 hours to get to Ventura. And I have to go to the bathroom. And I have my suitcases, and I'm like, we're going to go. Okay, then we're on the next one. You know, you look, okay, we're on the next one. And then one person goes on the next one. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We are just going one at a time. I'm now 8 more times. And remember, you're going up to the elevator. Then somebody has to come back down. Then somebody else might stop on a few floors. So we're talking maybe a 45-minute process to get onto the elevator. So I'm like, you know what? Let's negotiate. So I talk to the person in front of me, talk to the person behind me, and say, look, all right, do you guys want to be family? You know, I mean, I'll be the drunk aunt, okay? You can be Uncle Bob. Can we just pretend we're family? So we all get into the same elevator. And so some people really cool. They're like, yeah, all right, let's all be brothers and sisters or second cousins or whatever, right, to get into the elevator. But this one guy, oh my gosh, he was mad. He's like, no, read the sign. And I'm like, come on, okay, really? I gotta pee. And it's just a suitcase. I'm a doctor. I've been vaccinated. I know, yes, we can still spread it, but I got my mask on. Really? I can't go up to the elevator with you? No! Nobody's allowed to go into the elevator. So I'm looking at this going, okay, you know what? For COVID, I will support the cause. I will support public officials. There must be some process, cleaning process, sterilization process they are doing with the elevators, which is why they only want one at a time. I've been in, you know, some labs where you need to have that reverse filtration and whatever. So I wait for the next elevator. Somebody walks out. Actually, there were 3 people, none in masks. Then they quickly throw their mask on to see us, and they just walked out of the elevator. And then that's the elevator I get to walk onto. And I'm like, okay, wait a second here. I was supposed to be waiting one at a time, ready to get a UTI. My IUD's about to burst. And I can't go onto the elevator because it's not sterile enough. It's not clean enough. Yet there's three dudes with no masks on in the elevator right before me. I'm going to walk right into their exhalation, exhaled breath. How is this being clean? So I go up, I get into the room, stave off the UTI, pee, I'm happy. Now we need to go back down. Okay? Now, I could go back down on the stairs. But when I had to go back down after checking out, I had all these suitcases. And my husband was somewhere walking along the boardwalk or whatever. So I'm taking all the suitcases down by myself. Again, nobody's letting you on. It's supposed to be one family at a time. So somebody who was at a higher floor than I, like 10, stopped at the 8 when I hit the button. And they said, no, you can't come on. And I'm like, why not? He said, read the sign. There was no sign. The sign only said going up. You had to just be a part of the family going down. So I didn't get an elevator for about an hour and a half. Now, is this ridiculous? This is ridiculous. Then I get into the elevator. Finally get to the elevator. I'm exhausted. And there's no elevator music. Now, I'm not a fan of elevator music. But I need to calm down. Okay? I'm tired. I am hungry. I want to get out of town. And there's no music. There's nobody's cleaning the buttons. Nobody, I come out of the elevator, somebody comes right back in, and again, doing what they're supposed to per the sign, but it makes no microbiological sense. So, I'm hearing, and somebody there was complaining, have you been to Vegas? I go, not recently. I'll sometimes lie, just so I could get the scoop. I'll be undercover. I'll be like a non-Las Vegas resident undercover. I go, ooh, yeah, what's going on in Las Vegas? Tell me. Like, we had to wait an hour for the elevator in the hotel. Same thing. They only allow one person on the elevator at a time or one family. I'm like, oh, no. So I think this is going to be a huge problem because we are going to have people that are going to be so mad and they're going to try to hijack elevators. I saw one person just hit two different sets of buttons. And I'm like, why did you do that? He's like, I don't know. I'm so tired of waiting. I don't care. I go, you don't care. You'll hit multiple buttons. So I'm in this elevator now going down, and I'm going to have to stop at all these floors, and I can't let them in. So personally, I just acted like I was family. I let everybody share the elevator with me, and I tried to be pretty cool. But this has got to go. This was very frustrating. I was supposed to have a relaxing weekend. Because of the elevator behavior, revamp it, please. It's not making sense. People are breathing in the elevator anyway before you go in. 1-877-DOCTOR. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a little bit of drama coming out of Florida. Florida's been getting a lot of drama lately. But Florida had to declare a state, actually the governor, Ron DeSantis, had to declare a state of emergency after a Tampa area water reservoir, I believe, had a leak. This happened on Saturday when a significant leak at a large pond of wastewater threatened to flood roads and burst a system that is storing polluted water. So officials in Florida had to order more than 300 homes to be evacuated, closed off a highway near Saturday near the large reservoir in the Tampa Bay area north of Bradentown. Residents who lived around the Piney Point Reservoir received an alert via text message saying to leave the area immediately because the collapse was imminent. Authorities expanded the evacuation area later Saturday to include more homes, but they were not planning to open shelters. Can you imagine getting a text? I get spam texts
and robotechs and all sorts of sales pitches all the time on my phone. If somebody said, evacuate now, I'd be like, are you kidding me, really? Something's collapsing. What are you talking about? I'm at the beach or on the bay. Right? No. What are you talking about? I don't know if I would believe it. So luckily, they were able to reach out to everybody that needed to be reached out to. And they said the Florida Department of Environmental Protection said a break was detected Friday in one of the walls of a 77-acre pond. It's about 25 feet deep, holds millions of gallons of water containing phosphorus and nitrogen from an old phosphate plant. Not sure what it's doing there. Officials brought in rocks and materials to plug the hole in the pond late Friday, but the attempt was unsuccessful. Manatee County Administrator Scott Hope said at a press conference Saturday that the most pressing concern is that the water could flood the area, which he said was agricultural and low in population density. But that much phosphate could kill plants, obviously. So they said we're talking about a potential of 600 million gallons within a matter of seconds and minutes, leaving that retention pool and going around the area. So what's happening now, according to the U.S. News, is Florida crews are now pumping the wastewater into Tampa Bay to avoid a breach. So this is going to go into the Tampa Bay, quote, ecosystem. And it's going to help relieve pressures on the walls and reduce the chance of an uncontrolled major breach. Now, I don't know what that does to Tampa Bay. I'm not sure about the environmental impact, but they say collapse is imminent. So DeSantis has mobilized state resources to fend off this potentially catastrophic spill. If hundreds of millions of gallons of polluted industrial water do spill, it's going to hit nearby homes, businesses. So they're trying to bust a move right now. I don't know why this happened, and I'm not sure what that water is doing there. I have family in Clearwater. They said they're fine. They're miles away from that area, but it is pretty concerning. So if wastewater is being released into Tampa Bay, now you're going to have phosphorus and nitrogen. Now, I understand Tampa Bay is big, but it could still, you know, plants could pick this up. They say it could feed a red tide. Remember we talked about red tide with the 10 plagues, how red tide makes water look bloody, and unfortunately frogs, fish couldn't live in red tide that well, and maybe that's why we had the plague of the frogs descend upon Egypt, and then insects, pestilence, and all that other stuff. So red tide, when I see red tide, I'm like, that's not good. They say if a red tide were to occur, it could lead to environmental complications such as low oxygen levels that could lead to a bunch of fish getting killed. Now, the Piney Point wastewater in question is primarily salt water from the Port Manatee Dredge Project mixed with legacy fertilizer production process water and rain. I don't know how you make a legacy fertilizer, but apparently there's a legacy to it. What about drinking water? We don't think this is going to affect the drinking water. They say the water distribution system is a closed system without any way for flood water to enter. There is also no threat to all our primary source of drinking water in Lake Manatee. All right. I mean, also the collapse wasn't supposed to happen, but they're saying that's imminent. So right now they're monitoring it. If a major breach does occur, they say the well water will still continue to be safe, but they're going to have the Department of Health still test it. So who's to blame? U.S. News says, who's to blame and who is responsible? They ask. State Representative Will Robinson said a permanent solution to lingering issues at Piney Point has been difficult to find over the years because the private property has changed owners multiple times. Government officials have continually debated over proper solutions, as well as whether taxpayer funding should be used to clean up the private property. That's the problem, he says, is an incredibly challenging puzzle because you have a landowner. It's private property. This landowner bought the property with full knowledge of the environmental conditions on it, so it's the taxpayer, because of the inefficiencies of the landowner's financial situation, that are having to step up and clean up the site. So if a... this blows my mind. So if somebody... I'm a fan of private property. I'm a fan of government butting out. But I didn't think you could own private property that has the potential to affect the environment. Because of this right here, if this landowner doesn't have the money or the resources to do what it needs to do to help fix it. Maybe it needs to do some sort of a, all right, we are going to let the government temporarily manage this, and they could have part ownership. I don't know how they would work that out financially, but it's a mess. So apparently it's not the first time that has had issues. There has been issues with Piney Point and reservoirs before. They said officials were concerned that a major storm could cause the reservoir to overflow. 2011, parts of Tampa Bay was flushed with nearly 170 million gallons of contaminated water from Piney Point after the plant was compromised during a Port Manatee dredging operation. So there's definitely some issues there that need to get figured out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're coming out of spring break season, I believe. And apparently Delta said they saw over a million travelers go through U.S. airports. Well, actually, I believe TSA saw a million travelers. And many of the airlines started to open back up those middle seats. I never particularly wanted to sit in the middle seat. I'll only sit in the middle seat when, you know, I have my kids with me, because then I could separate them from fighting when they sit together and they start to fight and punch each other. So I could sit in between them, even though they can easily work around me. And then I kind of am a punching bag in between both of them. So I'm not a fan of middle seats. So most of the airlines had those middle seats open to allow social distancing on a plane. Well, apparently, Delta had trouble with filling their flights with staff and pilots, such that 100 flights had to be canceled on Sunday. They said, we apologize to our customers for the inconvenience, and the majority have been rebooked for same-day travel. And what they did is they opened up middle seats on the other planes that were working and fully staffed. Now, Delta said that some of the employees were having adverse side effects from their COVID-19 vaccinations. Delta teams have been working through various factors, including staffing, large numbers of employee vaccinations, and pilots returning to active status. So air travel, remember, got hit really, really bad with the pandemic. Airlines got hit. Travel was disincentivized, discouraged. So people weren't jumping on planes. I haven't been on a plane since then. But then again, there's been no place to go to. There hasn't been a conference. There hasn't been a convention. I'm working from home. So there's not a lot of reason for me to travel. So as things are picking up, Delta wants to get people vaccinated, get staff back. Well, if staff are feeling achy after the vaccine or not feeling well, it usually takes a couple days to recover from the vaccine. That's going to cause people to not show up to work. Plus, there's a chance that there are many people that aren't really that hip on going back to work. They like staying home. They're receiving benefits and they're able to stay home. Why go back to work? So, plus, pilots, they were talking about earlier this year or last year, how pilots might need some like a refresher course if they haven't been flying for a few months. So, that obviously is a concern. They said last summer was a catastrophe for airlines. Delta lost more than $12 billion. So, airlines are very eager to boost revenue. They need to sell more seats. They need people in the middle seat. So you're seeing most of the airlines open back up middle seat except for Delta. And Delta was going to do it in May, but they started to this last weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the United States economy has added 379,000 jobs in February. Most of the jobs that were added in February were in leisure and hospitality, the hardest hit sectors of the economy. While February's numbers were better than expected, the market recovery continues to lag in other parts of the economy. The United States has administered more than 165 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the country as of Sunday morning and distributed nearly 208 million, the CDC said on Sunday. President Biden has come under fire for failing to mention Jesus Christ in his Easter address Sunday. Biden made sure to mention COVID-19 17 times. Critics said his address was an insult as he failed to honor the Christian symbol of faith and instead used a religious message for political purposes. USA Radio News. New York lawmakers are closing in on a state budget deal that will likely increase taxes on top of businesses and wealthy New Yorkers by billions of dollars. The massive $200 billion spending proposal, including a so-called millionaire tax, broke on Sunday for the Easter holiday. Legislators and Governor Cuomo are expected to reconvene in Albany, New York on Monday. Major League Baseball hypocritically requires a photo ID for fans to pick up tickets at stadium box offices, even as it attacks Georgia's voter ID law that expands voting in the Peach State. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Georgia because of the new laws. Federal data on causes of death in America show that in 2018, falling down accounted for at least 126 times as many fatalities as guns of any kind, a fact by the CDC, as lawmakers are continually demanding a new round of nationwide gun controls. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that has really been challenging is many families have not been going to a medical provider seeking care throughout the pandemic, and some of them cite that they don't have insurance. They lost their jobs. They don't have health insurance. And we have Medicaid for those families that need medical care and don't have the income or have the job providing health insurance. And I see so many kids uninsured, and I don't think the parents realize they could apply for Medicaid, even for themselves as well. So joining us today to kind of walk us through what Medicaid can do for these kids is Alberto Gonzalez Jr., Senior Strategist for the Health Policy Project at Unidos US. Alberto, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, mucho gusto. I really appreciate you being here on this busy Monday. So, yeah, so talk to us about the coverage right now that you're seeing in terms of the pediatric population.
Yeah, so first off, I want to recognize that April is Minority Health Month and Medicaid Awareness Month. So we're here today to talk about the importance of Medicaid coverage, particularly for children. And, Medicaid and CHIP has been an important lifeline for millions of Americans, including Latinos, and plays a particularly important role during these tough times. And, Medicaid and CHIP are low-cost and free health insurance programs that can help you get the care that you and your family need and avoid large medical bills. And so these programs may be an affordable coverage option for those who are unable to afford health insurance through the marketplace and may be unable to access health coverage through an employer. And so, to build off your question, we know that people are having a hard time making ends meet, trying to put food on the table, in between jobs. And it's important to recognize that for people in that position and families that are in that position, that Medicaid is available, whether you've applied before or not. It's an available resource for you and your family at this time.
Absolutely. And what's another thing you touched upon too is this isn't just a once a year enrollment. You can apply and possibly get onto Medicaid at any time throughout the year, correct?
Yes, you can apply anytime. Even if you've applied before and you were denied, you may be eligible this time around if you've experienced a major life event. Like let's say you just became pregnant, or if you lost a job or had your hours cut. We know that COVID has impacted us in so many ways, and so if you had any major life changes, you might be eligible for Medicaid this time around, and you could apply for you or your children at any time during the year.
That's fantastic. There's concerns also that some people have that their jobs might be temporary. They might have some seasonal hiring and then be laid off again with a fourth wave. Is Medicaid something that somebody could apply to multiple times a year depending on their job situation?
Yeah, so again, Medicaid eligibility is primarily based on you and your family's current circumstance. And it's also primarily based on your monthly income status. So if you've had a change in your income status from one month to another or for a few months down the road, that may trigger or make you eligible to become eligible for Medicaid during that time. And you raise an important point about the temporary, you could have coverage under Medicaid for a temporary timeline. It doesn't have to be for a year or a year long, but I think it depends largely on your current economic circumstance, and you could again apply anytime and be able to access those important health coverage services.
Absolutely. We are speaking to Alberto Gonzalez Jr., Senior Strategist for the Health Policy Project at Unidos US. We have family from Puerto Rico and Cuba, and it blows my mind how there is a huge disparity in the demographics of children getting coverage. Tell us about the numbers that you see with Latino children.
Yeah, so, before COVID, the uninsured rate for Latino children was actually on the rise. In 2019, about 9.2% of Latino children were uninsured. And Unidos US, in partnership with with the Georgetown Center for Children's Health, we actually worked on a report about the Latino child uninsured rate and how that was on the rise. And we know that COVID has exacerbated the situation, which is why it's so critical that we ensure our kids get covered. There's so many benefits that come with having children covered by Medicaid. There are long-term benefits that come with children being covered in terms of educational payments. And then even down the road, there are some long-term impacts in terms of being able to contribute to local economies and be able to gain a high-paying job. So there's many benefits that come with that. But in the immediate term, Medicaid coverage covers doctor's visits, hospital visits, immunizations, mental health care, and treatment for pre-existing conditions. So it's really important that families take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely. So one of my listeners is asking about the migrant children coming in. Are they going to be able to access Medicaid, or do you know how that process would play out?
So it depends on state by state. So as of now, so for any, if there are undocumented immigrants, they are not eligible for any federally funded programs. There are some states that do provide coverage, but it's through state funds. But again, it depends on the state. And so in terms of the migrant children, there are options for immigrants that are undocumented through local clinics that offer free care. But again, in terms of the Medicaid and CHIP program, undocumented immigrants are not eligible. But in a number of states, those who have been lawfully present who are lawfully present, children and pregnant women, in some states they are eligible for Medicaid. But again, it varies state by state.
Absolutely. Now, so tell me something. So, you know, Medicare is federal, Medicaid per state. Why is Medicaid controlled by the states and not federal? I have no bias towards either, but why was Medicaid separated like that as opposed to being, you know, federally run like Medicare?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. You know, Medicaid's been around for over 50 years, and it's impacted, you know, more than 70 million people right now are covered by the Medicaid program, including 18 million Latinos. And I think, you know, given, you know, the similarly to other programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, states have different options to be able to develop their own eligibility criteria. And so that's why you mm-hmm. have some states that may have more people be eligible for expanded Medicaid, for example. Some states have mm-hmm. expanded the program. You know, others have not. And so, you know, I think it's policies that provide some flexibility for states to expand coverage. You know, varies state by state. But what we advocate for is to make mm-hmm. sure that every eligible member of the community is able to enroll in Medicaid. And that's why we're here today to raise mm-hmm. awareness about Medicaid. Who may be eligible, especially during these tough times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. How can people find more information? Where can they go?
So people can visit healthcare.gov, or they could call 1-800-318-2596. That's 1-800-318-2596 to learn more about Medicaid and CHIP and to see if they may be eligible to apply for those programs in their state.
Wonderful. And for Unidos U.S., where can they go to find more information?
Yeah, so you can visit our website at unidosus.org, and you'll be able to gather more information about available health coverage options. We have information in English and Spanish. We also have more than about 300 community-based affiliates nationwide. Mm-hmm. Many who are providing enrollment assistance for Medicaid and CHIP. So, again, visit our website.
Fantastic.
Also at unidosus.org.
Love it. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back, Alberto. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys. Anytime. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really got to clean up the studio. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Okay, so the Gen Zs. I have two Gen Zs in my house. My boys are in Generation Z. The Generation Zs are a very dynamic, fascinating group, generation. Maybe it's because we've already heard so much about the baby boomers, and for years we've been talking about the millennials. It's all exciting to talk about the Gen Zs and then the Generation Alphas after them. They're thinking about calling them Generation COVID, but I don't think parents are liking that, so it still might be Generation Alpha. But the Gen Zs, They were born after the millennials. So traditionalists were born before 1945. Then came the baby boomers. Baby boomers were roughly 1945 to 1960. The Gen X's, which is my group, born from 60 to, I believe, 85. No, hold on a second, to 65. Hold on a second. Baby boomers are 45 to 65. Gen X's are 65 to 80. Millennials are 1980 to 1995. And then the Gen Z's are 1995 to 2010. Gen Alpha is after 2010, so those kids are at their oldest 11 years old right now. So the Gen Z's, and some people say, no, they weren't born until 96 or 97. To me, it's easier to go by the fives. So 95 to 2010 are your Gen Z's. Now, we're being told in a research study that originally when COVID came out and people were panicking in 2020, Gen Z's had done, I believe, an NBC poll, and a huge sample of them said, yeah, they'll get the shot. Maybe only 5% were less enthusiastic. Now that number has jumped to 26%. So at least one in four Gen Z's are not feeling the vaccine. Now, do we care? You know, baby boomers are like, well, Gen Z's be Gen Z's. You know, and Gen Z's are like, okay, boomer. So they're fighting. But as a Gen Xer, I'm like, okay, so what's going on here? You know, is that really going to make a difference? Is that going to hurt us from a herd immunity standpoint? Are the Gen Z's right, you know, to wait? Gen Z's, don't just think because they're young, they're stupid. They're not. These Gen Z's have a much different optic or filter when it comes to life than us older folk. And the Gen Z's are very computer-based. They're very online education-based. And so, whereas baby boomers were probably a lot more scared, they're like, look, you know, I'm at the age where looks like I'm not young anymore. I'm scared. I'll do what you want. I need to travel. I need to. The Gen Z's are like, you know, I don't think we have to panic that much, guys. My buddy over here, Dirk, he's fine. He didn't, well, I don't know if there's any Dirks in Gen Z, but I don't know. He's fine. He's fine. Dre's fine. They're fine. So why am I going to give myself a vaccine? Plus, they also have a lot of distrust for older individuals. All young people distrust older individuals. Young people also don't like government. And so for them to be that enthusiastic or open or accepting of a public official's recommendation to do something doesn't surprise me that 26% are saying, no, I'm going to pass. Now, this does concern public officials because when people party in spring break or go to concerts or hit the strip or hit the beach, they're younger and they're hooking up. So if we were looking at like a contagion movie or outbreak movie sort of situation, where we're trying to tell people to stay away from each other, the young people aren't that hip on that. And they don't use the word hip, but that's okay because I grew up hearing that word. That's totally hip. So, it's fly. That's not the answer. It's fly. It's sick. It's totally sick. That's what they've been saying. Now, I'm considered like an old fart being a Gen X. So, if we are trying to reach herd immunity, and we have a huge Gen Z population that isn't buying into the vaccine, people are worried that they're going to harbor the variants, spread things, and get themselves into trouble. So, I have two boys. And I talked to them about COVID, and I talked to them about their attitude. They're not excited about getting vaccinated. They see what COVID does to their friends, and they're not really excited about getting vaccinated. I mean, they will if I tell them to, and if I say, you know, do it or I whoop your butt. But they're like, do we have to, Mom? Do we have to get that vaccine? I got to go get the meningitis vaccine for school. I'm getting my tetanus. I'm getting my flu shot. Oh, don't we want natural immunity? And I'm like, where did you guys learn about natural immunity? Really? Well, we heard you talk all these years to your patients, and you know, I heard you about boosting your immune system and eating vegetables, and there's humoral immunity and cellular immunity, and I'm like, you listen to all that? You act like you don't listen to me. You listen to all that? Yeah, Mom, we're doing everything we're supposed to for our cellular immunity. Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah, my cellular immunity is good, Mom. Okay. how do you know about that? So the Gen Zs, like I said, I think my boys, I'll be able to tell them what to do because they still live with me. Okay, so I still have that control. But they don't live with me, they won't want to. Plus, also, I'm not very, like, sneezy and coughy, and I don't look like I'm the epitome of health. So if I tell them, guys, my runny nose could be COVID, they might be like, oh, no, okay, I'll get the shot. So if young people don't want to get the vaccine, and we're seeing that grow, why is it? Is it that they think there's side effects? Do young people believe in conspiracy theories? Not many. Many of the young people are not, you know, they didn't grow up in the Cold War. They didn't grow up during, you know, World War II times. So they, when they hear their grandparents talk about conspiracies or the government's going to try to do this, the young don't believe that. You know, they really aren't fans of government. They aren't fans of older people dictating to them what they do. And the Gen Zs think they know more. Many of the Gen Zs think they know more than the other generations. Now, we might be like, yeah, right. But they believe that because when they want to access information, all they have to do is type, it pulls up, and they learn it. For me, if I had to look something up, I had to take a bus or walk to a library, ask the librarian who kept saying, shh, to me, you know, where the Dewey Decimal System was, how I could look up the index cards and find that one book. Then I had to find that book. Then I had to open it up. If a page was torn out, I couldn't read it. These Gen Zs have access to information, and they know a lot. I'm seeing my kids school me on things that I don't understand. My laptop, the keys are ruined because I type so much that I can't see the letters. So I bought new laptop keys, and I don't know how to install them. My kids know how to do that. They aren't IT tech people, but they're like, Mom, there was a YouTube video. Anytime these kids want to learn something, they go to YouTube. So these kids are starting to become do-it-yourselfers. Now, maybe they're not building their own furniture. Maybe they're not fixing their own appliances. But they are starting to become DIY, do-it-yourselfers, by being able to just access the computer and learn, which is another reason why many Gen Zs are having some issues with why do we have to go to college? You know, why am I hiring a CPA? Well, I could just do my own taxes. Why are we spending money on this? Why are we doing these things? These are archaic. You guys are such boomers. You don't have to do this. So same thing. I think a lot of kids are saying, look, Mom, Dad, you've been telling us to eat our vegetables. You've been telling us to be healthy. We are eating our vegetables. We are exercising. We are being healthy. When we got COVID, it was mild. Why am I going to get a vaccine? So I notice I'm having some difficulty arguing with some Gen Zs because they're not always wrong about where life is. I'm thinking to myself, you got to get a college degree. You got to pick a career. You got to work for a company for 25 years. You have to be loyal. You have to. And the kids are like, it's not like that, Mom. It's not like that. Employers change. Managers change. You know, bugs change. They go, COVID's changing. Why don't I just get the vaccine after it's been completely studied? And it could be just a one-off for all of COVID from here to the end of time. Why do I have to do it now? So, you know, sometimes they got a point, but we do need Gen Z to be a part of the program. 1-877-DR-MCCOY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.